Who you think Jesus is changes everything else about what you believe. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There are a lot of, let's say, opinions out there about Jesus. Some people think he was a good teacher or a prophet or maybe just a good example to follow. But the Bible says something much more important than that. Jesus is fully God. It means God himself stepped into our broken world to rescue us from sin and death. Today's Devo digs into that truth. It's called Jesus Co-Equal with God by Jonathan Fuller. Every generation has catchphrases. There was a popular saying in the early church that went something like this. There was a time when he was not. In fact, it was so popular that people would go around chanting it in the streets. What did the phrase mean? A pastor at the time, by the name of Arius, had started to circulate some unique ideas about Jesus. And one of those ideas was that Jesus was a lesser being than God the Father. To argue this point, Arius claimed that Jesus was created by God, hence the catchphrase. Does this view hold water when compared to the rest of Scripture? First, take a look at John 1. In this passage, John uses the title of the Word to describe Jesus. Not only was Jesus with God in the beginning, verse 2, he himself was God, verse 1. This teaches us that Jesus existed in eternity past with God the Father. Notice John also writes, all things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created, verse 3. If Jesus created all things, then how could he have been created? What about Colossians 1:15? In this verse, Paul refers to Jesus as the firstborn over all creation. Does that mean Jesus was created or born from God? No. In Bible times, to be the firstborn was considered an honor. In this passage, Paul uses the term as a title, indicating that Jesus deserves to be honored above all creation. In the following verse, Paul writes that everything that exists has been created by Jesus, just like John wrote in John 1. At the Council of Nicaea in AD 325, Arius' belief that Jesus was a created being and less than God was rightly rejected. We would say that Jesus and the Father are separate persons, but both fully and equally God. Therefore, we can be sure that there was not a time when he was not. So, what are you thinking about after hearing today's Devo? Why do you think believing Jesus is God is such an important part of being a Christian? How does it make you feel when you think about God himself dying on the cross for us? The word Trinity is how we describe that God is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What questions do you have about the Trinity? Who could you ask about it? The controversy with Arius eventually resulted in the Nicene Creed, a brief summary of the gospel that unites Christians from around the world and throughout history. This creed is still read regularly in many churches today. So if you've never read this creed, then check it out. Now, as you and I can read in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And learn more from God's Word in John 1:1-3, Colossians 1:15-20, and Hebrews 1:1-4 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one way you can support Unlocked is by picking up some merch. You get something in the mail, at the same time you're helping other teens develop a closer relationship with God. Just tap the store icon at the bottom of the Unlocked app, or go to shop.keysforkids.org and tap merchandise. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Can a fictional technology show you the truth about yourself? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.